Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am your show host, Joan Irvine, or Dr. Joan, as some people call me. I am a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis advocate, a sex educator, a speaker, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. Plus, there's many other chapters in my life that I'll be sharing during future shows. You know, my personal mission and the reason for this show is to help people have their best life, no matter what age. It's will come, maybe take some effort and sometimes even learning new skills, but it will be worth it. And I want you to know my mantra is baby boomers still rock. And you may have, speaking of rocking, you may have noticed the lead-in song, Living Your Best Life, Flying High, Flying High. Once again, I want to thank a few of my favorite entertainers who composed this for this show. Charisse Ray, Steve Smith, and Randy Bergen. It was a collaborative effort, as many things in life are. Today, I'm going to be talking about my favorite subjects, cannabis, health and wellness, sex and seniors, and keep the Esplanade beautiful. You know, last month, along with my guest, Jonathan Fetko, we discussed cannabis and local politics surrounding it becoming legal to have dispensaries and delivery in Redondo Beach and the South Bay. And that saga, sadly, still continues. But at least in Redondo, as of February 6th, the City Council approved a contract with a new consulting firm to help finalize ordinances, the application criteria, and with the selection process. So hopefully, really hopefully, by the end of this year, the city will have awarded two licenses, and fingers crossed, there'll be dispensaries sometime in 2016. I can't believe it will have taken almost 10 years to get to this point. Well, today, what I plan to discuss is important for people that have access to cannabis and how it helps our health and our wellness. And you'll also be amazed at the background of some of the people in the legal cannabis industry. You'll learn that is not what you've been told. I'd like to welcome and introduce my guest, Candice Haas Lopez. I keep on messing up names.
No worries.
Okay. She's the Director of Community Outreach with a focus on seniors and military veterans for the pharmacy, which is part of the Glasshouse Group. Candice, welcome to the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on today, Joan. I'm honored.
Oh, well, listen, I love that I can be bringing friends on the show. And, you know, I've been on your webinar. I've spoken at the pharmacy on seniors. So I just wanted to have you here with me today.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of the work that you do for seniors and the community here. So I'm so honored to be a guest on your show. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, thank you. And I want to tell people a little bit about your background, because you have, once again, a very interesting background. First of all, you founded the Orange County Normal, the National Association for the Reform of Cannabis of Marijuana Laws, in 2003, after losing your financial aid due to a possession charge. Guess what? I was inviting back then too. So it wasn't just you. And she still serves as the chapter's executive director, holding monthly meetings, lobbying, and speaking at educational events. Candice, I love this, that you were named one of Orange County's 100 most influential people by the Orange County Register in 2014, and then named as one of the 100 most interesting people in Orange County by the Orange County Weekly in 2015. Then, in 2016, you graduated from California State University Fullerton with a degree in political science and public administration. And by the way, what's even amazing is she does all this while along with her husband, she is raising two young boys.
Yep.
You know, in my day, we would call a woman like you a superwoman, yeah. And you are.
And then during all of that is when I actually wrote and ran the campaign in Santa Ana to regulate the cannabis dispensaries, which is how Pharmacy Santa Ana opened, which is really interesting. So yeah, those were some busy years, but a lot came from it, and that's actually how we started our senior program in Orange County at the Pharmacy Santa Ana. So yeah, a lot of busy years, but a lot came from it. We saw a lot of progress in Orange County, and that's how we actually finally got legal access. So a lot of busy years, but we saw a lot of progress in those years, and so yeah, it's amazing to see what one person can do. So,
oh, that's amazing, because what you have been doing in Orange County and down in Santa Ana, we've been kind of doing up here in Redondo mm-hmm. Beach, just that you've been more successful at it than we have down up here. So I appreciate that. So please explain to me, let's get right into it, because last week I talked about policy and all that, and you could go into that forever, but I want to talk to you about wellness and health mm-hmm. and seniors and the endocannabinoid system and CB1 and CB2 receptors, all that background that people have no idea about, and you're an expert.
Yeah, definitely. So cannabis is a great tool for people to use as an alternative to prescription medications, and also seniors find a great relief for pain and for sleep. Working at Pharmacy Santa Ana and at the Pottery and Natural Healing Centers, two of the biggest reasons that people come in is for sleep and for pain. As people get older, the medical conditions that they may have had when they're younger, they may have been able to deal with or cope with, those get exasperated as we get older. And so a lot of people have trouble, with pain and for sleep. And so instead of taking traditional pharmaceutical medications, a lot of people find benefits from cannabis. All humans and all the mammals have what we call the endocannabinoid system. And the primary function of the endocannabinoid system is to maintain homeostasis. And so it's a very vital, important body system, just like our respiratory system or circulatory system. And so what it does is it sends, signals to our body, to maintain homeostasis and balance. We in our body produce endocannabinoids, and cannabis produces phytocannabinoids that mimic our endocannabinoids. And so phytocannabinoids bind into this receptor system. And so that's why cannabis works in our bodies. It's really interesting. And you can learn a lot about this on the internet. There's a lot of articles and peer-reviewed studies that you can read. Unfortunately, previous to the last 10 years, a lot of our doctors didn't learn about this, and so it's just something that our doctors are now just starting to learn about. We're starting to get more medical studies nowadays, and so, they're starting to get more educated about this. But like I said, you can read about it online. We have a CB1 and a CB2 system that work in our body in different, regulatory systems. Like I said, cannabis plays into this system. And so even without even using cannabis, people already have endocannabinoids in their body. And so our bodies were meant, to interact with cannabis, which is really interesting. A lot of people didn't even know this, which is really cool.
Well, isn't part of it that we didn't know, but also until, wasn't it the late 80s or 90s, that it was discovered in Israel?
Yeah, by Dr. Raphael Meshulam.
Yeah, about, we have this system. We didn't even know about it, that we had this other system.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't know how THC worked, and so it was Dr. Raphael Meshulam that discovered the endocannabinoid system, because they were interested to see how THC actually worked within the body. And what's actually really interesting is that we still don't even know how alcohol works within the body, but people feel very comfortable consuming alcohol, and we don't even really know how it works and interacts within our body systems. But we know a lot more about how cannabis works. It's very important that people know the basics about cannabis. And about the different delivery methods, there's a lot of people that, have heard about cannabis and that, it could be, has a lot of potential for relief. They have, access to products, but we think it's really important that, before using cannabis, that people learn about the endocannabinoid system, that they learn about the delivery methods, that they learn about dosages, because it's really important that before taking these products that they know how that they affect them. There's different ways to take cannabis, and they all, whether it's smoking or eating it or, using the sublinguals or the topicals, they all have different, durations that they'll affect you and different onsets. And so it's really important, before a senior would take an edible, that they know that, how much to take and how long it might affect them. And so that's why it's so important that, you know, dispensaries like ours have educational programs. And that's why we have things like the senior shuttle to teach them about the endocannabinoid system, about delivery methods, about dosages and things like that.
Okay. Well, tell me about, you know, go into a little bit more detail because, you know, if you're talking about the different, you know, first of all, you know, we have what now we call flower, which is like the pot that, you know, the pot, I don't know which flower that people talk, you know, think about as far as rolling joints and doing that. But there's so many other delivery methods in today's world. Can you go into each of them just a little bit and talk about the benefits?
Yeah, well, so first of all, there's like the inhalation method, which is like the most familiar one that, you know, we've been using for the longest period of time, which is, you know, like smoking or vaping, which is really nice because it has the quickest onset. So it's easy for people to gauge, you know, how it's affecting them. You can take, you know, one puff or hit, and then within a couple of seconds, you can feel how it's affecting you, which it's really good for like nausea or for pain or, you know, to help people like fall asleep or relax because you can take one hit and you're like, okay, do I need more? Do I need, you know, or am I good? You know, and this is, you know, been like one of the longest used traditional methods, but you know, a lot of people like seniors that are just starting to use cannabis probably won't start smoking it. And the downsides, you know, it's not usually, recommended by doctors to use like a combustion method, you know, for medical uses. And, you know, it does have like the odor effect, you know, so not necessarily the highest recommended method. Edibles are another method that a lot of people use. They are the longest lasting. They can affect you. Their effect lasts about 6 to 8 hours. They're very discreet, which is nice. You can put them in your purse and, you know, you can use them on the go and people don't really know that you're even, you know, using cannabis, you know, so you can use them, you know, wherever, at the movie theater, you know, with your friends or whatever. But it is the hardest to gauge the dose, you know, especially for like you're a newer user, you know, so you have to be very careful. A starting dose for somebody that's just starting to use cannabis could be somewhere from like 2.5 milligrams or 5 milligrams, or, you know, sometimes we even have people coming into the dispensary that are like 90 years old that want to start using cannabis for the first time. And I might even start them like at 1 milligram, you know, start low and go slow is like my slogan I tell everybody. You know, it's always good for someone to have, you know, a less than overwhelming experience than to have like an overwhelming experience and to never come back to cannabis, you know, especially like creep in and you're like, oh, maybe, you know, didn't really take away the pain, but I felt, you know, it helped a little bit. That's better than to be, you know, over medicated and to be like, that was too much for me and I'm never going to do that again, you know? And then, so, you know, edibles are very popular with seniors. There's also nanoemulsified products, which will, you'll feel the effect faster and they won't last as long, and like beverages. Those are very popular. There's also a lot of products nowadays that have CBN in them that help seniors fall asleep and stay asleep longer. So those are very popular as well. So we see a lot of seniors taking advantage of the edible category. And then there's also topicals, which are very popular with seniors to help with their arthritis and with different kind of like pains and that they have in their joints and such. And there's also like transdermal products as well, which are another kind of category within topicals. But those have the ability to penetrate through your skin and actually get into your blood system and to give you like a systemic relief, which can actually give you an overall pain relief, just not like not just on that site where you might put the topical, but like a overall relief. And then there's also like suppositories would be another method where either you can have an anal suppository or a vaginal suppository, which is another method that people use. Either they're going for like menopause or cancer or other kind of uses. And with suppositories, what's really neat is you can get a higher dose of cannabis or CBD into you, but because of that method of delivery, you don't get as much psychoactive effects. So a lot of people are using that delivery method as well.
And we can talk a little bit more about that when we talk about sex in another segment. But also, you didn't mention tinctures.
Yeah.
What about tinctures?
Yeah, tinctures is the other method. And tinctures are really popular as well for seniors because they are also discreet. You know, you can use them in public and people don't necessarily that you know that you're using cannabis. And tinctures are also really cool because they're very versatile. And, you know, if you do the cost analysis and break them down like per milligram, they are one of the more affordable ways to use cannabis. And you can also get them in a lot of different ratios, which mean they don't have to only be a THC or only CBD. You can get them like in a 20-to-1 or a 1-to-1 or a 10-to-1 kind of formulation so that, you know, it is, you know, a mixture of different cannabinoids, which is really cool. So you can get something that's formulated for what your needs are. And that would be a kind of cannabinoid mixture that goes underneath your tongue or inside your cheek. And you can also, like I said, because they're versatile, if they have a coconut oil or like an MCT oil is also coconut oil or like an olive oil base. You can also cook with them, or you could use them like in a pinch, like topically. So you can use them in like different kind of uses as well. So I love tinctures. That's a category that I think is really popular with seniors, and I also love it as well. So many different ways to use cannabis. And what's really cool is once you've, you know, experimented with them all and you know how they all work, you know, you might wake up one day and be like, oh, my pain's not that bad. Maybe just a little bit of tincture. Other days you might wake up and your pain might be really high. And instead of taking an opioid, you can be like, well, I'm going to, you know, start with some tinctures and then put some topical. Then maybe I also need an edible. And then if the pain's really bad, maybe later on I might need a couple puffs, you know, so you can like add on, you know, different methods, layer them on, you know, you can know like how the different methods affect you and what methods you need to use and add on. So it's really cool. I love cannabis and how it's kind of like a toolbox you can pull from and figure out what you need.
Well, and that's, I think that's the thing, and you bring up that you really need to work with somebody. You know, that's why people coming to your store, you have bud tenders who I know that you have educated to be working with the seniors.
Staff.
Yeah, you have a great staff, because it does take some trial, you know.
Trial and error, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not like pharmaceutical medication where a doctor can say, you weigh this much and you're going to need this much of this medication for this long. You know, we're not there yet. I hope that in the future we do have some sort of testing and they'll be able to tell you, you know, you need this much of this cannabinoid, and, you know, they'll be able to dial us in like that. But unfortunately, right now, it's kind of just, you know, the nose knows. Historically, you know, back in the day, we used to be able to smell the cannabis, and we'd be like, these terpenes smell good to me. I know that when I, you know, smoke cannabis with these terpenes, I like the way that it affects me. So we historically kind of have been buying cannabis that we know affects us well and been buying terpenes because we like the effect. So it's kind of has just been trial and error of what we know makes us feel good. But eventually we will have science that backs that up, I think.
Okay. What is a terpene? We've not.
Yeah. So terpenes are the essential oils in cannabis that are related to the effects that we feel. Historically, we had been labeling cannabis like indica sativa hybrid. But with all the different crossbreeding of cannabis, we really have just scientifically now we're just saying that indica sativa hybrid really is just indicative of how the plant grows. Like, is it going to be like short and bushy like an indica and have a certain period of growing? Or is it going to be like tall and lanky like a sativa, you know, because it's grown in a different region of the country or the world and have a certain different period of like growing? You know, the effects are not really like as cut and dry like, you know, we kind of historically said they are. The effects are really more tied to like the terpenes, and we do find like more certain kind of terpenes in indicas, certain kind of terpenes more in indica and sativas, but they're kind of getting like, you know, mixed and mashed and moved all around. So, you know, in the future, and it's moving more that way every day, more of the purchasing will, I think, be moved towards, you know, terpenes more than, you know, indica sativa hybrid. Because, you know, that we do feel like the effects are more based on terpenes than indica sativa hybrid.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's so important to know. And especially with seniors, which I wonder, well, let's talk about seniors. You do a cannabis senior fair, what, every other month down at your?
Yeah, in the past, so Pharmacy Santa Ana was the creator of the senior fair and the shuttle that we did, and we did it for 6 years. And this year, actually in 2024, we're going to be bringing it to some of our new stores. So we did it every month at Pharmacy Santa Ana, and then this year we're going to be bringing it to some of our new stores. This next month, we're going to be bringing it to Morro Bay, Natural Healing Center's Morro Bay. And our guest speaker is going to be Sue Taylor, which is really exciting because Sue Taylor is actually a retired Catholic school principal.
I know. I love that.
So not somebody at all that people would assume would be in the cannabis industry. So she has a really interesting story. And we both know her very well. She's really a really wonderful person. So she's going to be our speaker there. So we're bringing the senior shuttle and the senior fair out of Pharmacy Santa Ana, where it's been for 6 years. And it's still going to be conducted there about like once a quarter. And then we're bringing it to some of our new stores and to new communities and to new seniors. Because, you know, what I find is that a lot of seniors are giving cannabis products. And they, sometimes they take them without education. And then they sometimes have a bad experience.
Yeah.
And then they never go back.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they have a bad experience and they tell 10 friends. And then sometimes their friends tell people, you know. And so I get a lot of people come and tell me these horror stories. And so what I really want to do is educate people before they get to that point of having a bad experience. And that's really the point of it. So a lot of people that come to these events don't even necessarily want to use cannabis right away or need to use cannabis right away. Some of them say, oh, I'm in perfect health. And I'm like, that's amazing. That's great. You've taken really good care of your body. But this is good education for you to have, you know, should you ever need it or should, you know, a friend ever need, you know, to use cannabis, you'll have good information to give them, you know, and you'll be prepared in the future, you know, and that's the most important thing. Because, you know, I don't want someone to get, you know, a gummy and, oh, it looks teeny tiny, but it says 100 milligrams on it,
true.
You know, and they think, oh, it's teeny tiny. It's not going to do anything to me. And then they take it and they're like, whoa. Oh. And then we know.
I'm a 5 milligram person.
But we also know, like, there's no way that cannabis could ever kill you.
Right.
It's not tied to, like, your central nervous system. It'll never stop you from breathing or your heart from beating. But, you know, it can also make you kind of feel, you know, uncomfortable. And so that's the most important thing, you know, is giving them that information to read labels, you know, what is a reasonable dose for someone that's a new user.
Okay. So. Well, we have a lot more to cover about yourself and about the your store and Glass House Brands, but we'll have to come, we have to now go to a commercial, and when we come back from our commercial, then we'll continue on. And once again, thank you so much for being here.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I am here with my guest and friend, Candace, the Director of Community Outreach for the Pharmacy and the host of Friends of the Farm webinar series. You know, I mentioned, you know, what you're doing in the pharmacy, that there's actually 6 stores, but you're also part of the Glass House Brands that has cultivation, I think manufacturing. Do you do manufacturing too, or is that?
Yeah, so Glass House Group has 5 pharmacy stores, and then we have 4 natural healing center stores, and then 1 pottery retail location as well in Los Angeles. And then we have the cultivation that's located in Camarillo, and also it in Carpinteria. And then we have manufacturing as well, which is like our CPG brands, which like Plus and Glasshouse Farms and like Mama Sue and Allswell.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, and the interesting thing is I love that the CEO and co-founder of Glasshouse Brands, Kyle Kazin,
yeah,
is, he has an interesting background. And guess what? He is from the South Bay.
He is. Proud to be.
Very proud to be. I mean, he was raised in Palos Verdes. He attended Palos Verdes High School, and he is a University of Southern California alumni, which there's a lot of those here in Redondo Beach. You know, and he began his real estate investment career with his wife, Diane, and they own beachfront properties. Since his early service as a special ed teacher and a law enforcement officer in Torrance, he has been a vocal advocate for police reform and ending the failed drug on wars, war on drugs. Yep. He is a frequent guest professor at the NYU Stein School of Business, USC Marshall Business School, and the UCLA Anderson School of Management. I mean, wow, we're talking about really accomplished person.
Yeah, and he was, I think I first learned of Kyle when he worked with LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So early on, he was fighting for reform in cannabis laws, too. He believed that no one should be in jail for cannabis and that we needed reform in the laws, and tried to, you know, educate law enforcement officers early on about, you know, the need for reform and to, you know, stop arresting cannabis offenders.
Okay. Wonderful. But also, what I think he and Diane are really most proud of is their service to the cancer support community in the South Bay.
Yeah.
They have served on the board for almost two decades. On October 22nd last year, the cancer support community honored them with the celebration wellness event and showing their gratitude for their support and dedication to the organization's mission. And to Kyle and Diane, it was no feat to give back to an organization that helped them so much when they needed it. And I have to say that I was a recipient of some of this. I had cancer about 7-8 years ago, and I knew I could just go pretty much for me up the street and attend some sessions that really helped me. I was one of the fortunate ones, but it really helped me, you know, get through the cancer, and it's just somebody to be there and that what they knew they were doing. But I wanted to also know, with talking about cancer, there's also another thing that you're involved with, that you work with veterans a lot.
Yeah.
And I really want you to tell me about the vets, because we have a very active veterans community here in Redondo. So I want you to tell us what you're doing and how you help them and the importance of it. And
yeah, definitely. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, mentioning, the cancer support community, because I know that Kyle is really, you know, proud of that. Diane, him, are really proud of that. I hear him talk about it all the time. And, you know, that's something that our company supports. I know that we recently participated in a really cool fundraiser they did on, I think it was like on the pier, where they had like a an exercise bike, like bike-a-thon or something like that.
Oh, was that the one down Manhattan
Beach?
Yeah,
okay. It was really, really cool. So I'm really glad that you guys brought that up. It's a really great charity. And like in that honor, there's a lot of things that we do to show compassionate care to like those in need that can't afford their medicine. And one of them is the SB 34 program, which is the Branny Mary and Dennis Perrone Compassionate Care Act. We call it, it's SB 34, Senate Bill 34. And it's a law that the state passed after Proposition 64 went in place. So the whole purpose of like the medical cannabis law that passed 25 years ago was to provide, you know, patients in need access to cannabis that, you know, couldn't afford it. And in the beginning, it was pretty much like people growing for those in need and to give them like legal protection. You know, it wasn't really about money. And then when Proposition 64 passed, what it did is pretty much outlawed, you know, giving away people free medicine. So the activists passed, we worked together, and we passed SB 34. And so it filled that gap. And it said, you can give free medicine now, you know, because Proposition 64, made it illegal to give away free medicine. So this law made it possible to give free medicine. So Glasshouse now has an SB 34 program at four of our dispensaries. One of them is the Pottery Los Angeles. Another one is Pharmacy Santa Ana. And then also Pharmacy Berkeley. And then at Natural Healing Centers Lemoore. So kind of spread out through the state. And so at each one of these four dispensaries, once a month, we have a program where we have, in between these four dispensaries, we have 160 patients.
Wow.
That every month come to us, and they get a care package of products that are donated provided from our company and other brands. And, you know, these patients otherwise wouldn't be able to afford, you know, products from a legal dispensary. They'd either be getting off the streets or, you know, pharmaceutical medications or maybe, you know, medicating with alcohol or whatever. So they're able to come to us and instead, you know, get a free care package every month of medication or, sorry, of cannabis medicine, which is really great. So this is a really fulfilling program. I love, you know, being able to do this. And it's like one of my favorite things I'm able to do every month. It's just really great. And another really cool thing that we're able to do part of this program is at Pharmacy Santa Ana, we work with a group called Real Compassion, and it's veterans. And a lot of these people in this program are veterans. There's seniors that are low income. They're seriously ill people. They're cancer survivors or people in the middle of cancer treatment that are, like, referred to us. And then this other group I was talking about is veterans that are traumatic brain injury survivors. And so we have a support group that comes to Pharmacy Santa Ana, and they, you know, they share, you know, it's like a support group, so they share, and they also do, like, little skills and, like, practices that kind of help them deal with, like, the kind of, like, their regular life. Because a lot of people with traumatic brain injury have trouble dealing with, like, emotions and, like, anger and things like that after their
okay, does it help? You always hear about PTSD, is it?
Yeah, they do, like, PTSD and stuff like that, too. So that's a really fulfilling program that I'm really proud that we could be a part of, too. And they have an SB 30 34 component at the end of it, too. So really fulfilling work, and I'm really proud that Glass House supports that. And, like, it's all part of, like, Kyle and, like, his mission, like, cancer community and, like, really giving back to those in need because, you know, part of, like, his experience of, like, having that cancer diagnosis, too, and, like, what it felt like.
Okay, and I think it's so important for people to learn because it's, mm-hmm. I mean, oh, it's not just about getting high. Nothing wrong with getting high,
no.
But it really is a medication mm-hmm. for us. It really helps so many things. And the fact that you're working for probably one of the few companies in the state or at least down in this area that I know about that really has these programs that, you know, helps the seniors, helps the veterans, you know, help people, you know, that have these illnesses. And, you know, and that's just so wonderful because cannabis was used as a medicine for many years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thousands of years. One of the probably first medicines, I would say, you know, ancient times before they had all these pharmaceutical compounds, you know, and science, we use cannabis plant medicine for you know, thousands of years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I need to interrupt you for a second because we need to go to another commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Candace about one of my favorite subjects, sex.
Yay.
Yay.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers. The first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I and bring your friends. keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I want to ask my audience a rhetorical question. How was your Valentine's Day? Was it hot sex and full of fun and lots of love? Or was it the required dinner and mediocre sex? And I hate to say some people, you know, have to deal with that. But if it was hot, I want you to think about what did you do to make it a great evening? Did you include my formula, cannabis, lubricants, and a vibrator? I hope so. Since we talk about seniors, you know, I just want to say that seniors are into having sex. When I speak at the pharmacy during her cannabis senior shows, fairs, you wouldn't believe that. I mean, I'm amazed that last time this woman came up to me who is probably in her 80s, who still has, well, solo sex, which, you know, hey, solo sex is good for the body and the mind. And she was telling me how her parents, when they were in their hundreds, were still having sex.
Good
so,
for them.
Yeah, good. That's what I said. What were they doing? But I think it's really important that people recognize that, you know, sex is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
It releases all those fantastic feel good, the oxytocin, the endorphins, the dopamine. You know, it's really good. And also, it's a way that we connect with our partner. Mm-hmm. If we're having, you know, sex with our partner, that there's this energetic bond that it creates with you, you know, creates between the two of you. And a lot of times, you know, men, this is the time that they can express their emotions. A lot of times because of, you know, we won't go into all the stuff, but, you know, they're not used to expressing their emotion, and it's a way that they can show their emotions. Plus, with cannabis, I just wanted to let you know that we talked about, you know, we talked about cannabis and receptors and all that. Well, THC-infused lube increases the blood flow to the genitals, enhances sensations, and it helps to relax the muscles and stimulate libido and can reduce pain during intercourse if you have that pain. You know, or if you're looking for a slower, more erotic way to work with cannabis with partnered sex, or even if yourself, cannabis-infused massage oil can deliver feel-good cannabinoids via the receptors in your skin. I mean, sensual touch is known to help create the ambience that promotes great hot feelings and maybe soaking in a bath. You know, it's just amazing what it does. And a lot of it is because we have so many of these receptors, you know, in our pelvic area, you know.
I definitely agree. A lot of people are very curious about cannabis and sex and how they combine. A lot of people are, you know, kind of, I think, embarrassed to talk about it.
Oh.
You know, sometimes they'll kind of take you to the side and ask you about it, you know. But I do find that it's our webinar series. We did one with you, and I've done several with, like, Ashley Monta. They're actually our most viewed webinars.
Yay!
And, like, when we had you come and talk, I feel like it was, like, one of our more highly attended, you know, shuttles or senior events. So people are very curious about it. You know, they want to learn about it, but I think that they're, you know, afraid to talk about it. But, you know, people are very curious about it, you know. And it does, like you mentioned, have a lot of benefits, you know, like physically and also, you know, emotionally. I feel like it helps people connect and, like, remove those barriers, you know, and it can help open those conversations. And it has, like, a lot of advantages. I conducted a webinar just last night with Ashley Monta, and she brought up a lot of really good, interesting points too about, like, how it can, you know, even helped you connect with, like, your own sensuality. You know, it doesn't even have to be about, like, sex, but just even connecting with, like, your own senses, you know. And if you use cannabis and, you know, even, like, close your eyes and just, like, you know, feeling your own body and your own skin, you know, it even, you know, it can even just help you connect with your own body and, like, your own touch. Cannabis is great for those kind of things as well.
Well, that's great. Actually, I found some data, and as you know, I love data. And so I found this data, and it was that said 74.3% of people reported an increased sensitivity to touch. Mm-hmm. 50.5% said they were better able to focus. 69, I love that number, 0.8 said that they could relax more during the sex. 68.5 divulged that their overall sexual experience was more pleasurable. I mean, I love these numbers. 60.6% reported an increase in their sex drive. We like that. 52.8% reported that they shared the experience and it was increasing satisfaction in their orgasm and more orgasms. And, then 65.7 reported an increased intensity of their orgasms. And 73.8% reported an increased sexual satisfaction.
Nice.
Is that like absolutely cool? I mean, if we can help people, I mean, that's one of my, one of my missions is to help people. If these are the numbers that we're getting from the study, certain studies, wow, we have just helped contribute to people's lives. Like, I mean, and your people, I mean, I love the people that come to your, senior.
Yeah, I love it. I love those numbers. And last night we talked about something that was really a really interesting concept too about people that like use alcohol for like, a nice romantic night versus like people that use cannabis for like a nice romantic night. And like, how like usually, people, consume alcohol, for like, intimacy. It's like you conduct the act, and like you're done. And that's like usually the end of the evening. But like people that use, cannabis, it's usually not the end of the evening. You'll usually end up like hanging out and like, consuming some more cannabis, spending more time together, like usually the evening kind of like continues, it's like, you spend more time together and you enjoy each other. It's, it's not like usually,
that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where it's like usually alcohol is kind of like, we're done. All right. See you later kind of thing. It's just more, it creates more of like a bonding, situation.
Okay. Yeah. Also with that, there is information to talk about alcohol. I mean, first of all, alcohol decreases the blood flow to the penis. So if people are having erectile dysfunction, also alcohol increases angiotensin, which is a hormone linked to ED. So that if men are having issues with ED, and I'll go into a lot more of that in another show, alcohol does not help. And as you said, it's a bonding experience because, especially if you're having a special night together, hey, we each have different type of sex that we have. I mean, you have kind of sex that you do if it's a quickie, you have sex this, if it's, you have a 15 minutes or an hour, but you really need that time with your partner, those long evenings to kind of reconnect because we don't, in today's busy world, we don't plan out having sex, and it's important to plan out because it creates that bond. You have a fun evening, you get a chance to relax, you focus on sex and your partner, and you push everything else out of your mind, out of your situation, and it's just the two of you again.
So if you want to have a more meaningful, long-lasting night to connect with each other, maybe cannabis is a better, substance than alcohol for all those reasons that we mentioned,
Okay. And being somebody who stopped drinking alcohol, I definitely say, cannabis is it. And I've done a cannabis tincture, which I mentioned the last time, that all of a sudden I felt like, I just couldn't keep my hands off my partner. It was like, wow. I was just really surprised. And this is coming from me. So, Okay. Well, listen, we have to take another commercial break and we will be back with Candace. But I'll be actually talking a little bit more about some Redondo topics during this next segment. So thank you.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. Keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Let's Neighbors practice. Teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. And Candace is from the pharmacy is still with me now. But during this segment, I want to talk about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, some local Redondo stuff. It's a charity that holds First Saturday Sweeps, a.k.a. cleanups on the Esplanade. You know, we've been reaching out to our community. We've been doing this for 10 years, just to let you know. So it's 10 years old. But this year, we've been really reaching out to the community to encourage other groups to join us, sponsor a sweep. For example, in January, 18 kids from Cub Pack 555 in Redondo Beach joined us. You have young kids, so you'll appreciate this because I'm sure you do this with them. But they're learning at this young age about volunteerism, environmental concerns, and community.
That's cool.
Yeah. And they're going to be able to get one of those little belt buckle patches that they can get. So there's, but you know, their parents are there to try to teach them about the community. And guess what? For all, and Kyle will like this, you USC alumni in the South Bay. And I know that there's a lot of them. They're the USC Day of Service. That alumni has a day of service on March 23rd. This year, they have included Keep the Esplanade Beautiful in their options.
Oh, cool.
So if you're a USC alumni, you know, go to that alumni page and sign up. So we're really excited because we know we'll have a lot of people from USC. Also, in April, the Beach City Health District will sponsor Sweep. So we have that group of people that are, they're very much about getting out and socializing and the importance of community, the Blue Zone. They're part of the Blue Zone. So once again, health, wellness, community, you know, outreach. And then we're talking to the Redondo Beach Chamber Leadership Redondo alumni about sponsoring one. And I'm an alumni from there, so I'm really going to be excited about that one. And then also we're talking to Redondo Union High School, because one of the things we're going to be doing is we want them to participate, but also this year we're, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful has started is starting a scholarship program. So that we're going to give, based on how much extra money we have, we're going to be giving a scholarship to a graduating senior that is going to be focusing on environmental studies as they go forward. So we think it's really important that we get them when they're kids and, you know, and get them involved. So we're really excited about doing that. Also, and this has nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but I want to, for a girlfriend of mine, you know, we know that cannabis can actually, we haven't discussed this, but we know it can really help with autism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger ones, and I'll have you address that in a minute. But a friend of mine, Lori Santinello of Andy's Termites and Pest Control, is sponsoring the local Autism Warrior fundraiser. It's to benefit the Surfers Healing Foundation. I've never even heard about this, but it's so cool. Whose mission it is to enrich the lives of people living with autism by exposing them to the unique experience of surfing.
Oh, that's cool.
Who would have thought? You know, they are a nationwide grassroots nonprofit organization. They are the original surf camp for children with autism, and they offer all of their events free of charge. And it was, and you can find out more information. I'll put up the information about this fundraiser on my website, drjoanirvine.com, under Ask Dr. Joan. But it's being held on Saturday, March 30th, from 5:30 to 11 at the Elks Lodge in Redondo Beach. There's a lot more information, but I'll have it on my website and I'll put it up on Facebook. But once again, I mean, I was reading this and they said the person who started it did it because their son, when he was really overloaded and all that, he found that if you took him out surfing, it really calmed him down and did that. And the fact that they've taken this and expanded it out to people. So tell me a little bit, you know a lot more than I do about cannabis and autism. In a couple minutes, can you give kind of an overview of that?
Yeah, well, cannabis helps, you know, a myriad of conditions. And, you know, everybody is different. So, cannabis doesn't work for everybody. You know, just like prescription pills don't work for everybody. Alcohol is not for everybody. But there are a lot of families that have found relief from cannabis and from CBD. And I've worked with a lot of, you know, different nonprofit groups and a lot of different families. And a lot of them definitely have found benefits from, using cannabis or incorporating it into their routine. But what I can definitely say is that, autism is definitely one of those things that's a little bit more trickier, you know, and the families do have to go through a little bit more trial and error to find out, like, what works for their particular kiddo. And, as these kiddos kind of go through, like, puberty and stuff, like, their, you know, needs will change. But families find, like, that when cannabis does work for them, they find great relief. I've seen, like, amazing outcomes and, like, kiddos, you know, that are able to see, like, great benefits from it. But it can be one of those things that you have to, like, really find, like, what the right ratio, what the right balance is, you know. But I've seen, like, amazing results. Like, I've seen from, like, a lot of conditions, you know, cannabis has great, you know, benefits for.
Yeah, and we have, actually, in the South Bay, Dr. Bonnie Goldstein.
Yeah, and she just recently brought another doctor into her practice.
Oh.
So before, it used to be really difficult to get appointments with Dr. Bonnie Goldstein, almost impossible. And she sees some of, like, the most challenging cases, some of the youngest children that have, you know, severe cases of childhood cancer and autism. And she just recently, like I said, brought a new partner. So now she's more available to see patients. So if anybody has been wanting to see her, I would definitely reach out to her practice.
Yeah.
I think it's the Canna Centers in Los Angeles is what they're called.
Okay.
But yeah, she's wonderful. I would definitely highly recommend her practice to anybody that wants a consultation to see if they might be right and to get, like, the assistance to try to find out what would be best for their family.
Yeah, that I actually got my first medical card through Bonnie.
Yeah,
I was so lucky. And then I tried to refer other people, and she's only working with kids.
Yeah, and then I think she may only still be taking, like, those that really can't find, like, another doctor, but she recently now has help, so.
Oh, that's great. And Dr. Just look her up online, Dr. Bonnie Goldstein. She's
amazing.
We all are just amazing.
Yeah. She's one of those doctors, too, that's always working to actually do research and further the understanding of cannabis science, which is amazing. And if anybody's really interested in learning more about cannabis, there's an amazing conference coming up called the Emerald Science Conference. In Coronado in San Diego coming up in early April, which is a great place to go to hear from, like, the leading thought leaders in cannabis, scientists, and to learn more about, like, all these different diseases and research that's going on.
Okay, wonderful. I love the fact that a lot of it keeps coming back to a South Bay connection.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, because I love, this is definitely my home and where I've become a community leader and just love being able to give back to the community.
Yeah, thank you for all that you've done here, too. You have done a lot in keeping this community, you know, safe and educated. Thank you so much.
Well, that's my job. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Network. My next new show will air on March 28th. However, if you want to listen to this or one of my prior shows, go to HealthyLifeNet.com to my archive. Also, each of the shows is repeated on their South Bay Saturday at 8 a.m. So I want to thank you for listening in. And Candace, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. It was so nice to be able to kind of give back to you because you've had me as your guest. So I absolutely... No, love this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. I love working with you. I'm so happy to come on here and to answer any questions. And I'm always here to help anybody, too, if they have any questions. Please reach out.
Okay, thank you. And to your best life.
The charity Keep the Esplanade Beautiful works all year to keep it clean and pristine. One of the ways they raise money is by hosting a fabulous 4th of July fireworks party at Avenue I in Riviera Village. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an afternoon of fun, live music, dancing, and ending with a spectacular firework display over the ocean. But they need help to sponsor the event. If you're a company in or even outside of Redondo Beach and would like to help, call 310-383-9895. 310-383-9895.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.